Here we go again, boys and girls. Well, mainly just boys. The BTPOT. His name is Eric. I'm Matt. The guy who created the song is Sam. Thanks again, Sam. All right. We're going to talk about March of 2024 here on the OT. Hi, Eric. How are you?
I am well. I did some things that made me feel squared away today. I did some power washing. Some smoking of meats. It was a wonderful day at the Walling household.
Power washing and smoking of meats, yeah. I'm not a meat smoker, but I am a power washer. I do enjoy the satisfaction of a good power washing. So.
Oh, yeah. We had some pretty gross like patio furniture that got a good power washing today. It was a good one, too. It was one of those things you get started on. You're like, I don't feel like doing this whole thing. And then once you start, you're like, oh.
Yeah, once you.
This is so good.
And something you can't quit. Something, what was that?
Yeah, once you pop.
How's that driveway situation? Did you get that figured out?
We have big step number one.
Coming up with $20,000?
No, we came up with that already. Thanks.
I say, you want to loan me some?
Thanks. All of our bonuses that we could possibly have come up with.
Oh, there you go. Tomorrow, yeah.
Plus savings. we get like the poly jacking done tomorrow, and then there's some more work getting done. Then they have to resurface the whole thing, and that's in a couple weeks. So the driveway, the David Tua created driveway problems. It's foreshadowing, folks. They're still in play.
All right. Okay, so we're going to talk about episodes 243, 244, 245, and 246 today. 243 was Old P Hands. That was hosted by Scott. It was 1v1v1 with Taco Marcus and Lux. 244 was I Only Play Kosher Pickleball. That featured assistant coach Adam Spies. David hosted that one. That one featured Eden Spies versus myself and Josh. Then 245, which was Gazpacho Claritin, which featured assistant coach Matt Coleman, hosted by Taco, had David and Josh versus Scott and Mr. Coleman. And then 246 was DGB, Grown Man with Children, featuring equipment manager David Kennedy, hosted by Ed, had David and Walling versus myself and Marcus. So let's go right into it here. I have copious amounts of notes to go over today with my episodes. constructive feedback, months back. I've been trying to do better about getting better notes here when I listen to the episode. So episode 243, Old P Hands. Here are the notes that I have. So it starts off in this episode that they decide that Marcus is going to be at bass. Dave is going to be at baritone, and Taco is going to be hitting the high notes. That one, I thought that was interesting to begin with. Dan came in with a rule read, and the comment was that he sounded like Howard Finkel reading the rules.
And that he had a tuxedo on. Yeah. I think, yeah.
Fairly early on in the game, Scott asked a question because, this was the episode where Scott did the whole missing link curriculum vitae, missing link. So in the first missing link, one of the answers was Tommy Tuberville, and they call him scumbag Tommy Tuberville, which not to get into politics, but he kind of is a scumbag. But
oh, man, he is a definite scumbag. Yeah. I don't think you're like – you're really rattling any political cages by calling Tommy Tuberville a scumbag.
That
plays on both sides of the aisle.
A douche canoe. Anyway, there was a question about one of those vague questions where you don't know if it's male or female when they answer. I forget what the question was exactly, but it was the comments were sage words of a noted feminist, Eric Ead. Not all answers are men.
That's pretty funny. He's the only guy who's written a missing link where the answers are just women. So
he came to me with that way before he wrote it and asked if this was okay. And I said, given who you are, yes, this is 100% okay. And before I even knew the episode title, the comment I wrote down was "Old Peahens Moises Olu" made me laugh out loud. So,
old peahens. I wasn't sure how that was going to come up, but all I heard was that before I knew anything going on in the episode, when I saw the episode title, I went, "Oh, this is about Moises Olu." Like that.
Old peahens, yeah.
Yeah, old peahens.
And then I think it was like the week before. No, I mean, it had to have been the week after that I listened to this episode. One of the questions on Triviality was about Moises Olu, and they spent a good minute or so talking about him peeing on his hands. So, then I have a comment says, David checking in early always makes Marcus think the answer is an old person. made me laugh out loud. Was Raven on the cover of Jewish Sports Quarterly? David confirms he's a member of the tribe.
Yes, he I looked him up afterwards just to see. If you haven't looked at what Raven looks like in 2024, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he did have his when you Google him, it has a spouse, you know, it'll have their spouse listed.
Mm-hmm.
And said he was married to Selena Kyle. And if you click on that, it's just a bunch of articles about Catwoman. So I don't know if she's a real person or if he thought he was married to a comic book character, but I imagine he's taking a few too many power bombs.
Maybe, yeah. Career. Who knows? The second missing link started off, if you recall correctly, with a question about the former hip hop reference to Dan Lundberg, the former hip hop artist. I thought that was funny. What was the link in that one? Oh, game makers.
Because yeah. I was reminded that Milton Bradley played for the Rangers because I
forgot about that.
One year. It was 2008.
Well, he was a flash in the pan, right? Well, he was like, he had like three solid years, and then he kind of just hung around, you know, batting like 240 or 225 kind of a deal.
Yeah, I went back and looked at that Rangers team, and I was thinking they were just trash. But they had Hamilton and Kinsler. They had some and Young. Yeah. They had some good players, but their pitching staff was like Kevin Millwood and just nobody. Like was it.
What year was this?
2008.
Oh, so that would have been the first year that what's his bucket came back. The knuckleballer that ended up with the Twins for a season.
R.A. Dickey.
Oh, no. Yeah,
sorry.
Because 2008 was, I think, it was the year he was with the Rangers.
Oh, they had because that was a Buck Showalter year, the year that he was with the Rangers.
Okay.
But they had, I mean, like, well, there were guys that I forgot.
He was up and down with the Rangers, though. He wasn't there for just one time. He was with the Rangers, then he went down, and then he came back up and pitched okay, but he was a free agent by that time.
Right. Right, yeah. He had the first – that was the old – I think I've told this story before, but the first time he came up as a knuckleballer with the Rangers, he gave up, like, six home runs in the first two innings.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they asked Buck Showalter what – positives they could take away, and he said, well, some of the hits weren't home runs.
That's right.
Yeah, it's still one of my favorite
We went through a circuitous route there to get back to game, to Milton Bradley, but yeah.
We did, yes.
Next comment that I have is David's muttering of playoffs, meaning that Jim Mora was at the door. So... And then that led to the conversation of Scott because he just had recently gotten laid off. So he was saying that somebody, if they had Jim Mora come in and the company said layoffs. And then I don't know where they came up with this, but the theme for quarter three idea that somebody came up with was is not people who have cheated on their wives with Eva Longoria.
It's people who have cheated on Eva Longoria.
Oh, okay, there you
go. That was Tony Parker and Dan Lundberg.
Lundberg, that's right.
Yeah, but the thing was that Dan didn't realize he was doing it, so they gave him a pass.
All right, so those are all the notes that I have from 243. What do you have?
Yeah, I had two or a couple other little ones in there. I put a note very early in here that David is intimidated by looking at tacos.
Okay. I don't
I
remember
think
that
it might have
line.
just been taco, but autocorrect.
There you go.
I think this is the first 1v1 we've had in a while, and it was because I was on the one that was Rhythmic Heptathlon, and I've always laughed at that title. Like, I've always thought that title is funny. And then they did
Rhythmic
have,
heptathlon.
yeah. And then we had I think there's a reference to the rhythmic gymnastics in this one too. So,
No, I think it's in the next
is
one
that
with
in a later one?
Josh.
Okay.
Because Josh was all befuddled as, about the. We'll get to that here in a minute.
About Nordic combined. And so then there were two quotes that I wrote. I stopped, paused, laughed, and then wrote down. Quote, "If you gave me three more Final Jeopardies, I would have had it," by Taco. And then my other, I think the one that made me laugh, like, unnecessarily, was like one of my favorite things is like an unnecessary clarifier. And so David chimes in with an answer, and he goes, "I was thinking about Nomar, Garcia Parra, obviously. Like there's another Nomar that anyone would ever think of."
Nomar. Well, handsome, I mean, like Nomar handsome, of course, right?
Right. Like, David, we did not need that clarifier. So yeah. No, those were ones that kind of made me laugh. But this was a fun episode of 1v. It was good. It was rousing for a 1v1v1.
It
And
was, yeah. Marcus, being the last one to check in quite often was kind of humorous, so.
I did. I think there are times that he checked in just so he wouldn't be the last one to check in.
Yeah. He, oh, yeah,
And
for sure. Yeah, exactly. He didn't want to talk it out, so. All right, we're gonna move on to episode 244, which was I only play kosher pickleball. Again, this one had assistant coach Adam Spies on it, hosted by David. It was Adam and Ede versus Josh and myself. Josh and I don't play together too often, mainly because I don't usually do Sunday recordings and he doesn't do Tuesday. And also, we're like brothers, so we're like oil and water or whatever that phrase is. So this was kind of fun to team up with him again. Either David is so efficient and concise with his games that I don't get a ton of content out of it, or maybe it's the edit or something. I'm not quite sure, but either way, I didn't have a ton of notes on this one. I'll go through the notes that I did have though, if you want me to.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same, by the way. I went back at the end of this episode and went, I feel like I should write down a lot more. But then a lot of it is just like anytime Adam Spies is on a game is just a joy. Like, it's just, and that's like enough of a note for like the whole thing almost.
And the funny thing is Adam knows what he knows and he doesn't pretend to be anything other than that. So he interjects with non sequiturs and other funny things, which is perfect, and I love it every time. So, Adam, I think you did say that you listened to the OT. So, good on you. Love having you on, et cetera, et cetera. You're awesome. I sent him. I don't know if I tell you that I sent him a story or a
Oh yeah.
question the other day. Yep.
Yeah,
Okay. I
you
won't. I won't
did.
say it over the air now, but just because hopefully it'll be on Throwback Trivia here soon. So, all right. So the notes that I have early on, there was a discussion about Adam being on The Zone, which is a game show. I didn't really know. Oh no. Was that what it's called? The Zone?
No, oh, dang it. It's the Rob Lowe one
Yeah, but what's
where
it called?
it's like, okay, give me a minute. I'll come up with it.
Rob Lowe game show.
I
It's
want to say it was
called
like the old one versus a thousand game, but
The Floor?
the floor, that's it. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
okay.
But
Yeah,
it
same
is
thing.
weird. Like everybody kind of has their little zone or whatever, so.
Yeah. So there was discussion about that. I found that one to be super intriguing that they do these episodes in Ireland so that they can reproduce the show like all around the world. It's in a more central location. That was cool.
And
And I guess doing
they
it in
made.
California, that everyone had to fly out to California, that would be, expensive. So
They made him bring two of the
yeah,
exact
to
same outfit.
represent the same
That
outfit. Yeah,
cracked
that's
me up.
funny. Early on, there was a question about hockey, and Eric said that the answer was the only hockey player that his sister would know, Eric Lindros. That was pretty funny. Eric chose this game to start reading and paying attention to questions based off of some pill that he was taking called
He was taking PEDs.
Ashwagandha. I don't know what it was. I Googled it and I did write it down here on my notes correctly. It's Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha?
Yeah, I think that was what he
Gesundheit.
said. That's what I
Yeah.
have written down. I have Ashwagandha eat PEDs. That's what I wrote. Like, we can't.
Yeah, so it took him taking this pill. I don't even know what this pill is, but whatever. Maybe it's for his early onset puberty. No, his early onset
Late onset puberty.
yeah, exactly. Or early onset what is it? Going through the change, is that what he is? Menopause kind of idea or something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Manopause.
Wouldn't that be funny if
Manopause.
of all the men to like surprisingly get menopause, Eric Ede, the known feminist Eric Ede to get it. All right. Then what was this one? Oh yeah. Last name Hall. So then there was a question about there was a song David did the halftime was songs that were also sports care or sports related, you know, kind of a deal. And it was
Yep.
Holland, so it had the same last name. So it was the hockey player Oates and Holland Oates. And then somebody made the comment, I knew it wasn't Hall. It's the last name Hall. They were trying to think of as a nope, the last name is the last name and.
That line was Brett Hull and Adam Oates,
Adam
and so that
Oates,
was a
yeah.
big, you know, a big thing in St. Louis, like. It was the
It was a
Hull and
Hall and
Oates line,
Oates.
right?
Oh, okay. What else here? Shark bites are just fruit snacks, according to Josh.
Oh, what a ice cold take. Shark bites are phenomenal. The white ones are, oh, they are the best.
was a whole discussion about Trader Joe's having something called not Swedish fish, but it was like not Norwegian. What's it called? Norway, Finland, and Sweden and Denmark together is called. Oh my gosh, why can't I think of it?
Wow, just two bench warmers, not
Yeah, I
being able to
know.
think about
Wow,
geography.
trivia. We think you'd be good at this. Oh,
Iberia.
jeez.
Scandinavia.
Scandinavian.
Scandinavia.
So,
There you
yeah,
go.
it was Scandinavian, like something, fish, not or something. Anyway, but yeah. Ede doesn't think that rich sports people need to bet on sports.
Said Antoine Walker. Antoine Walker, the volume shooter on the court and volume shooter off the court.
He said that they've already won. Why would you gamble on sports? You've already won in life. After you get a certain amount of money, why do that? But anyway, yeah. So those are all the notes that I have from episode 244.
Yeah. Antoine Walker was like one of the big, I think he was one of the big names in that 30 for 30 about athletes not knowing how to manage their money.
Oh yeah. Was that just called Money, I think, or something like
Yeah, I
that?
think it was just called Money. I think that's right. And he's like the cautionary tale now for say, like, yeah, Antoine Walker made millions and hundreds of millions. I did want to, you know, as we said, OT is the program of record when it comes to
Course.
following up on questions. Michael Young ended, well, he came back to Texas at the very end, but he went to Philly right after he left Texas. So he got traded.
Okay.
Because they wanted him to, I think, move yet again.
That was what was the question around that one? That was
It was the Ranger
hits
with over two, the only Ranger with 2,000 career hits as a Ranger.
as a Ranger. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
he
think
had
I got that
multiple.
one. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he had a bunch of 200 hit seasons. Like, I mean, he was Mr. Consistency. And he played second, and then they brought in Kinsler, and so he went and played short, and then they brought in Rodriguez, and then they went and played third, and then they said, leave.
Yeah, because he's one of those names that you. It's like, who's the stud on the Royals right now? I'm spacing on his name.
Bobby Witt Jr.
If Bobby Witt Jr. played for a Chicago, a New York, or a LA-based team, he'd be probably one of the top three or five names in all of baseball. But because he plays for the Royals, no one really pays attention to him. I think Young, if he would have been playing for somebody other than the Rangers, maybe he would have been a bigger name. But you know,
He had
is
like
what
three,
it is.
4 years, four, maybe even more than that, in a row with 200 hits. I mean, he was a great. He wasn't a power guy, right? I mean, but he was high average, you name it.
Well,
So.
and getting a lot of hits back then, he was not only getting overseen, and getting washed over by people within baseball or the AL, but a guy within his own division, we got Ichiro up
Right,
there
yeah,
getting
true.
7,000 hits a week or something like that
Yeah.
dude. So, you know. All right.
Yeah.
You got anything else on 244?
No, that was it. Let me see. Michael Young, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years in a row with 200 hits, and then one more 200 hit season in 2011. So, guy can hit. He was one of my
Cool.
favorite Rangers of all time, so I was glad to hear your question about him.
We're gonna move on to episode 245, which was Gazpacho Claritin. I think, if I recall correctly, this was an episode where the episode title was late in the show too, right? So you get that from time to time, but because when I'm editing the third quarter, I usually try to make sure I listen to that, and I'm like, I still, nobody's made a reference to it, nothing. And so, yeah. This was hosted by Taco, had Matt Coleman on it. Here are my thoughts on this one. Scott doesn't have the problem getting off of professional sports athletes. This one was pertaining to Corey Dillon. So, evidently,
That's it, yeah.
all right, I said that he doesn't have the problem. I think he has the same problem as what it was, right? Because he couldn't get off of Corey Dillon. So, but yeah.
Well, we all know who
The
the
person who
real,
can't get off of people.
yeah,
Yeah.
yep.
Which is funny because David was on this episode, so
This must have been happy to hear it be somebody else for one.
yeah, exactly. Taco lulls one team into a false sense of Martin security. So this was one of the rounds. I think Taco had like four questions, and the first three were something related to somebody named Martin, and then the fourth one was not. I think it was like a haiku or something, right?
No, it was a pre and post game with the Marlin Bird,
Oh yeah, that's
Sterling Marlin Bird. Yes.
right. A false sense of Martin
What a head
security.
fake. Speaking of former Ranger greats that were there for like a year, Marlin Bird and
Oh
Milton
man,
Bradley.
Milton Bradley. Then what else do I have here? Old guys talk about rap, which is the halftime. So during the halftime, Lux and Josh were talking about rap. Josh, or excuse me, Taco calls Lux and Josh Waldorf and
Waldorf and
Statler as they name
Statler.
and as they name an Yvonne Rodriguez reference in a rap lyric, which causes Matt and Scott to not quite rage quit, which causes the discussion about rage quitting and the video game getting upset. And the video game getting upset about rage quitting, but which would have offended if David was doing it, just the one
Yeah, I think it was both pixels. Yeah, both pixels would have been offended. Made me laugh so hard. It was just like no one reacted to it, but I was dying
Yeah,
laughing.
I laughed out loud when I heard
Yeah.
that. The one pixel or two pixels,
Yeah.
yeah. Scott and Matt are pressured on a decision and decide to take their talents to the South Beach, but Taco prefers them to focus on South America. That was the third quarter, I think, where the Taco's third quarter. Is it the third quarter or the fourth quarter where he's doing content?
Fourth.
Fourth quarter. Okay, yeah.
Yes, because in that, my favorite line from Scott when they're discussing the baseball MVPs is, I believe they were talking about the Dominican Republic. He's like, "Oh, so and so's from the Dominican, so and
The
so's from the
Dominican.
Dominican,"
I
and then
listened
he
to this
goes.
just as I was in the Dominican, like literally a day before that. I'm like, the Dominican Republic is not in South
I
America.
know. Well, that was my favorite part because he goes, "Oh, I don't think it's," he goes, "I think it's technically in Central America, but that's like geographical semantics." I'm
Exactly
like, it's a
right.
totally different continent, dude. That is not geographical semantics.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know how would you Central America versus South and North. I guess isn't most of Central America considered to be a part of North? But I don't know. I don't want to get into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty much everything until you hit the North. Yeah, it's when it gets really big again. All that narrow stuff is North America, and then when it gets really big again, that's yet again the benchwarmers really knowing a lot about geography.
Yeah, we know
is what I'm
tons
saying.
About
Taco's dragging us, kicking and screaming.
Yeah, noted geography files, I guess, whatever. Famous South American three names, male tennis player, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. David had the rhythm of the name. Oh yeah, he had the rhythm of the name when discussing the title reference, which was the gazpacho Claritin. So he had the rhythm of the name. The name. Anyway, all right, those are the notes that I have. What do you got?
I just had a personal anecdote that I was, so we had a Martin Brodeur, which was a phonetic stretch at the beginning, but or a phonic stretch, I guess. But yeah, I saw his last shutout. He was a member of the St. Louis Blues, and I have like a jersey. You know, t-shirt jersey of Martin Brodeur as a Blue for his, you know, half dozen games that he played before he retired. And then I just have a new favorite baseball player of all time, and his name is Ron Wright.
Ron Wright, that's right.
I think Matt Coleman's anecdote that, like, I could stand at home plate and stare at nine pitches and have a better career than Ron Wright made me die laughing. Just the visual of Matt standing at home plate just going, "Oh, that's not the worst player ever to live."
Right there. Well, I mean, with Angel Hernandez, they'd all be all over the place anyway. So,
oh my god,
did you see him again today? Holy crap, he had like a horrible
I didn't see it today.
Day.
I saw the swing.
Oh,
the other
day. You didn't see the thing against the Yankees?
Not so, today, no.
Oh, so it happened. I thought it happened today. Maybe it was yesterday. The Blue Jay pitcher was on the mound. He kind of did some sort of craziness with his feet where he picked his foot up and then moved it behind the rubber and then put it back. Then he didn't engage the batter, Glaber, with his eyes, which you're supposed to do before you throw the pitch. And then he went and threw the pitch. The pitch was like a good 3 to 5 inches above the strike zone. And not only did Angel not call him for a balk, they didn't call it, and he called it a strike. And like all of the Yankees went crazy, and the fans, because it was in the Bronx, all the Yankee fans are yelling F-U Angel or something like that. So anyway,
I just pulled up the video of it, and that is one of the worst calls in Major League
Baseball.
It's easily
so
a top five worst.
And then there's some I don't even know who the umpire was, but yesterday in the Twins, because it showed up on my, not on a Twins related TikTok feed, but in like a bad umpires in the MLB kind of feed thing that I follow.
Yeah.
The Twins, not only did the Twins pitchers get like six calls that were right on the line called against them, then their hitters had like seven calls that were clearly out of the strike zone called strikes. It was just like, whoa, dude, did like somebody in the Twins organization, like, you know, defile your daughter or something? Calm down, bro.
bring on the robot strike zone.
Right. I know. Bring on. And that's why they're saying a lot of the younger hitters that came up in that the robot age in the minors have way better eyes than even like the guys who've been in the league for like 5 or 6 years. So much more disciplined.
It was consistent there.
Okay, let's move on to episode 246, which was DGB. I forget DGB. What is DGB?
Darrell Green Beckham.
Oh, I forget. Who's that?
He was a Titan, former Missouri and Oklahoma wide receiver. He got kicked out of Mizzou for being an idiot.
Oh, that's right.
Then Stoops picked him up immediately because he was like the number one recruit in the country. And then he went and got drafted by the Titans.
Because he was – and there, the comment was that when he was playing, like in his high school team or something like that. Right. Or no, in college or something. He was a grown man with children or something like
Yes.
that.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So this one, host was Ede, guest was David Kennedy. It had, again, David and yourself versus myself and Marcus. Wait.
Yeah.
No, yeah, David Kennedy and you versus,
right.
yeah,
Right.
David, yeah. David Kennedy, known Liverpool fan, and we don't want to throw too much shade on him for that. Yeah, we do.
And
Liverpool
more, we
sucks.
can throw more as a, since he's a Cardinals fan than a Liverpool
Yeah,
fan.
there you go. Yeah. The comments that I had here, Ede nails the opening, not
Oh
knowing
my
what to
God.
say.
It
That's
was.
right. Professional broadcaster and known feminist, Eric Ede,
Just
just
add
nailed the beginning.
Ashwanga activists.
Yeah, what happened? He went from
Feminists.
being so so on it two episodes earlier to being completely off of it.
I remember when we were queuing up in this episode. It might have been you. It had to have been you, based on who all was on the show. That was like, "Hey, E, do you need the episode number?" And he goes, "Nah, I think I got it."
Yeah, I
And
got
then immediately,
right off the bat.
Yeah, this was a belly laugh recording for me. Like, I remember having multiple just like back away from the microphone, laugh really hard
Yeah,
moments of
it
this
was
one.
fun. Walling discussed his driveway issues with Ede, and Ede thinks it's something to do with his parents, his private parts. Yeah. Then
he asked if it was a metaphor for something, and I
yeah,
said no.
exactly. Yeah. Matt is losing friends by discussing the lack of athleticism of a friend who had a shunt in his head, a la John Olerud.
I did ask if it was Josh Bombeck.
No,
Just to clear the air.
But
Give you the opportunity
I
to
did
clear the
indicate
air.
that Josh does know this person, and Josh cannot stand him either. So, but no, I mean, I can stand him. He's a nice guy when I'm around him, but you know, him and I don't
Right.
agree on a lot of things in life, but we agree on a little bit of sports, and we agree on the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. That's about it. Marcus throws Matt a bone during the Let It Ride, Don't Let It Ride or Throw in the Towel. And this is where everyone got, like, I got accused of, like, yelling at Marcus. Like, I didn't yell at you, but whatever. And Ede and Walling agree that that's a driveway problem right there. I don't forget that one. Driveway problem?
It was David Tua doing sit-ups on a driveway is
Oh,
definitely a driveway
yes.
problem.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt's suggestion that Ede's harder questions, which were from 1942, Ede says, oh yeah, so I suggested his hardest question because of his Let It Ride or Throw in the Towel was about leading the league in, like, odd position players leading the league in rushing yards or rushing yard attempts or something. No,
it was longest rush.
Longest,
Longest
yeah,
rush.
rush
Yeah.
from scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mentioned something about being in 1942, and he says he didn't know that football existed in 1942. And then Marcus says, "Nah, you know," he says, "no." He says that he doesn't know what existed in 1942, and Marcus said, "Not equality, I'll tell you that."
Oh God, that line made me laugh. I've listened to that. I was on the show and listened to it twice, and I still laughed.
Same thing.
Like belly
I went
laughed
back
at
and
that.
listened to it like three times, and I laughed every time. Not equality, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because he tries to diminish every sporting event televised before 2010 is
exactly,
like unwatchable,
yeah.
because
It
it
is,
wasn't
yeah.
in HD.
There must have been a halftime question about this. I forget, but I made a comment about Jack Black flailing around being goofy and whatever move. Was it a video?
My note is that it was a Weird Al video, and my note
Yes,
on
there
here
you
is that Matt distills Jack Black's entire career to nothing. I mean, it is very one note.
But he does such a great job at it. I mean, what?
It's a lovable note.
If it ain't broke, right?
Yeah.
Then I said that the late Rick Meyer I guess multiple references that Ed made to Rick Meyer being dead. no, what was the Ram? No, yeah, the Rams
Vince
quarterback that we
Ferragamo.
Ferragamo, it was
Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno's cousin, was the Rams quarterback.
Something spaghetti. What did we come up with? Something spaghetti was what Marcus checked in with, and I can't remember what it was, but that made me laugh too.
Oh, and then later on in the episode, there must have been some sort of reference to Brown because I wrote down here, wait, David went to Brown? I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
that was a the color, the
Oh,
colors
the
of like
color of
Brown's
like,
official colors.
yes, because the Browns' official color is also the name of a defunct NHL franchise.
Right. Yep.
And that
Yep.
was, whoa, hold on a second.
And a music artist.
Okay, so it was the Seals.
Yeah.
The
Right.
Oakland or Bay Area Seals or whatever they were called.
Right.
Yep. In the fourth quarter, Ede picks the point values for Marcus and Matt. Because we basically said whatever, we don't care. For some reason, I was both yelling and salty, but I dispute all of that. That's not my assessment of the situation, but you know. If I dispute it too aggressively, then I'm yelling and salty, so I have to be very calm about my dispute of that. So yeah, so there you go. Those are the notes that I have from episode 246. What else do you have?
Well, how could you miss maybe one of the most important advertisements to ever occur in the Benchwarmer Trivia Podcast?
Oh yeah,
The
this was
Benchwarmers
the
Trivia Podcast Chicken Chunks.
chicken chunks, yes. I was gonna take a picture of it because my wife had two bags of them in the freezer, and I purchased one like 2 weeks ago. So the other day, I opened up the freezer, and there's like three bags of these in the freezer, and I'm like, dude, I think maybe I've gone a little overboard on these.
Dude, I
So
think between the two of us, we have 20 pounds of chicken chunks
they
in
are
our
delicious.
respective freezer. They
Ed is
are.
not wrong.
They are like people who listen to the OT. If you don't believe the hype behind the chicken chunk,
They are.
imagine a really, really good Chick-fil-A chicken nugget that doesn't cost you what a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget costs
There
you.
you go. Yeah.
That's what they are.
And lightly
They're
breaded.
phenomenal.
I like to, what is the preference at your house? Do you microwave them fast for the kids or do you bake them?
Air fryer. We
Air
are
fryer.
an air
Okay.
fryer family, so.
So we, went away from the on the countertop air fryer to the oven air fryer. I don't find the oven air fryer to be as efficient and effective as like the little one that goes on to the
Yeah.
I prefer that one. So
Yeah. We've got the little countertop one that, you take the basket out, dump them
yeah.
all in,
I see
shake it.
you have three kids, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that means you have to do multiple attempts though, then to get a full all five of you fed. Well, I assume that you and the wife probably don't eat the same thing the kids eat all the time, so
Yeah, no. We had a giant, American gourmet meal the other day of chicken chunks and Velveeta shells and cheese.
nice.
And that was a two basketer, because
There you
my
go.
kids had friends over and whatever, so we just were
Oh,
like,
yeah.
sure, dumped them all in there.
There you go.
Yes, I was back
Yeah.
today.
That was,
Back there today.
what's that?
I said I was back there today buying more chicken chunks at Costco.
Costco.
Yeah.
Yield to Costco. I tell you what, the booze aisle in Costco. Any day and every day. You go to any other booze store, and I know we're kind of like some middle-aged white guy talk here, but if you go anywhere and try to buy a bottle of Cointreau or any kind of orange liqueur, it's like $40 for like a little bottle kind of a deal. They have Cointreau there for like $27. I'm like, how in the world can they afford to do that? I don't get it. A 175, a bullet bourbon is like $28 or something. I'm like, dang, kid, what the
Yeah.
hell?
If I didn't
So.
already have like two rooms full of it, I would buy a lot more from there.
Yeah, right. I got a whole thing full of booze over there. It's like I only drink like six different bottles and I got like 30 bottles of stuff over there. Dude, why? All right. Well, then let's go ahead and what you have anything else from
One more
246?
thing on here, and it's the visual part that everyone missed. Matt discovering Apple gestures
Yes.
mid-game. was great. And if you have an Apple device and you haven't figured them out yet, they're hilarious. But you had done
You
two
gonna
thumbs
do it?
up. Two thumbs
No?
up. Is it?
No?
We're gonna get it.
No, I
Heart?
guess not. Maybe
No, I
somebody
guess not
like
today yet.
I thought I
Somebody
was gonna
disabled
try
it, I
to do it.
guess. I don't
Must
know.
have, I don't
But
know
we had a rock, like a laser show, and we had rain. It was just, it was great. Matt was pulling out all the stops.
So apologies that this episode's coming out later in the month when it normally should come out the Friday after the last episode of the month kind of a deal. But I was on vacation on a 8-day cruise. Ugh, I'm gonna tell you right now. 8 days. No bueno.
Too
Don't do
much.
it, people. Those people that I'm hearing about that reality show where people are on like a 9-month cruise, how could you do that? I
Don't
just don't
understand.
know how I don't get it. Ugh, I mean, it took me, I mean, literally, so we got into port in Miami on Sunday, all of Sunday, and then Monday we flew back to Des Moines to drive from Des Moines to Omaha because it was cheaper to fly out of Des Moines. Okay. I was driving home from Des Moines to Omaha like almost a day and a half later off of getting off the ship, and I could feel in my driving that I wasn't stable, that I was like going like rocking with the ship. I'm like, this is not good. What is happening?
No.
All right, but yeah, so we'll get this is a slightly late and not quite as late as we were doing it a couple months ago, but still.
Right. And we did have a internet severance at my house
Yes,
midweek when we were
otherwise
gonna do that,
we
so
were
we
gonna
had
because
to
we were gonna do it last week on Thursday,
yeah,
yeah, so
Tuesday,
we would
yeah,
have been
two, oh
pretty
yeah,
close.
Thursday, yeah.
So all right, so the next month here in April, one episode's already come out here last Tuesday. That was episode 247. I hope it doesn't taste like its name, which had equipment manager Hugh Gitlin. Hugh coming back, and so I've made comments about Hugh's audio in the past, and I think him and I have talked about that, but I thought his audio sounded fantastic this time, so I was
It
super happy
did.
about that. And if I recall correctly, he was like in his apartment's like playroom, not playroom. They're like some sort of, there was some sort of incident where he had to go over to like their, anyway, I forget what it was, but some sort of room in his apartment, not his apartment, but like in the apartment building, like their, I don't know, whatever it's called, party room.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Episode 248 is coming out next Tuesday. That is, your special teams have died of dysentery. That had assistant coach Byron Grubman, excuse me, sorry, Brian, Byron, that had taco with Byron and David versus you and me.
That's a
Episode
good one.
249 comes out on the 16th of April, and that is So Much Talk, featuring equipment manager Andy Berry. That has Ede hosting with Taco and Andy facing off against Josh and Scott. And episode 245 coming out on the 23rd of, for some reason the drop date's not on here, the 23rd of April. Double Dishman featuring assistant coach Scott Hyde. Marcus was a host on that one. Had Scott and Mason versus Scott and Walling. So there you go. All right. Any final words here before we wrap things up for the night?
No, we one more little personal anecdote. We had a Nolan suffered his first
Yes,
broken
bone break.
bone.
Oh, I have two
Yeah.
kids and neither one of them have had a bone break yet.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping that when his wrist heals that he gets that Rowan Gardner fastball and I can fast track him
Nice.
to the major leagues. It'll be
Yeah.
that's really my goal. So I'm gonna start putting baseballs in his broken hand here in a few days.
I was just thinking of that earlier today because teaser for the folks out there, I'm putting together a huge movie, sports movie bracket for both Triviality and for us to use. So I'm hoping to have multiple, like maybe five or six episodes of sports movie bracket type stuff. So if you are a person who is into sports movies, hit me up and let me know, and I'll have you be on the episode or participate with us. So, yeah. All right. If nothing else, I'm going to hit it.
Hate it.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks again to Sam Carr for producing this music. For Mr. Walling, I'm Mr. Matt. Thank you for listening to the OT, and we'll keep the pillow cold.
Think
Sure.
so.
Something like that. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.